following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Well, hello there. It's Mike Rogers again with another Refuge Daily on this thankful Thursday, hoping to bring a couple of words of encouragement to you, a few words of encouragement on this the day that the Lord has made. I've been reading in the Rooted book that we're doing this discipleship course, I guess we could call it. It's basically about connecting with God and your church and your purpose, which obviously has to do with other people as well. But this week, we're going through devotions related to prayer and focusing in on prayer and how important that is and what that means in a Christian's life. And so hopefully I can share a few things from you right from the book, because it's written better than I can actually say it. But from the other book, that's much more better written than anything I could ever say, and that's from Scripture, from the Bible. We have Paul's letter to the Ephesians in chapter 6, and in verse 17 and 18, it says, "Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people." So Paul is encouraging us in many ways. We talked about when you read Ephesians 6, it talks about the armor of God, putting on that armor. Well, a part of that is prayer, a part of that is reading his word, and then recognizing the salvation that God has given us, how beautiful that is. And so that's our memory scripture verse for the Rooted group that we're going through this fall. And we'll be having another session starting up in the spring. Hopefully you can sign up for that if you're interested. We'd love to have you. But from the book that I read today, there's a portion of it called The Purpose of Prayer, and I wanted to read directly from that. As I said, I think it's well written, so I'll take a portion of this. And it says, "If the primary purpose of the Bible is for God to speak to us, then many people assume that the primary purpose of prayer is for us to speak to God." That sounds about right. Well, it's true that prayer is a way for us to speak to God, but it's actually has a much more profound purpose. When we genuinely pray, we go into the presence of God. However, since God is omnipresent, aren't we always in God's presence? Some could say yes. And in this case, it says yes and no. While God may be everywhere, there is no certainty that you are engaging him. It is possible to have dinner with your spouse, as an example, and because you are distracted, never really enter into his or her presence. I think I can attest to that, that sometimes you're just not all there, right? And so you might not feel that way. So I think that is that would seem to be possible with God as well, even though he's always there, whether we're actually in his presence. But to think about that, that we actually go into his presence and be in his presence when we're praying, how beautiful that is. When you pray in earnest, it says, you come face to face with God of the universe, the God who shows you grace, the God who adopts you, the God who guides and strengthens you. When you pray, you step into God's kingdom, his world, the place where God rules without pushback. And that is beautiful. It also goes on and says, suppose you could extend an invitation to spend time with anyone in the world, perhaps the president, your favorite actor or athlete, an expert in your field, etc. How exciting would that be? Well, we actually have been given a personal invitation by the sovereign, merciful Creator God to visit with him whenever we want. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. And that's right straight from Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. So the most amazing thing about prayer is that we are communicating directly to the Lord Almighty, who is the final authority over everything. We don't need to go through a priest or another person. We don't need to memorize a chant or follow any tradition or ritual. We just need to talk, and here's an important part, and to listen. How important is it to listen? We don't even have to talk out loud because God is omniscient or all-knowing. He knows our thoughts. He has allowed us to walk into his presence whenever we want. This was made possible through the death of Jesus. When we were reconciled back to God and came now and can now enjoy an intimate relationship with Him. So the give and take in prayer, which is speaking and listening, was modeled by Jesus during through His 3-year ministry. First, we see Jesus speaking to God throughout His ministry. He talks to Him when He heals. He talks to Him before He eats, while doing ministry. During miracles, He talks to Him while He is alone, when He's in a crowd, and so on. So He's given us a great example there. In our reading, when we read the Bible, we have such great examples of prayer and how to go before the Lord. Listening to God can be a bit mysterious at times. God doesn't need to speak out loud to get through to us. By slowing down, emptying our minds and praying, God can communicate directly to us through thoughts and ideas. Sometimes He speaks to us in the midst of activity, while we're walking or jogging, gardening, hiking, those kind of things. Regardless of what we're doing, if we sift out the noise of our life, boy, isn't that hard to sift out some of the noise in our lives. We can make room for His voice when we do that, though. But how can we be sure if it's God speaking? We can know because thoughts will come into our minds that we know didn't come from us, and that they will be consistent with His word and what He wants us to what He wants for us. So that consistency with God's word is another way to test whether or not it's actually coming from God or not. So we see that. That's beautiful. And as we spend time in His presence and talking to Him, and here's an important part again, the listening to Him. That's one of the things that sometimes I forget. I'll lift up my prayers, petitions, my cares, my thoughts, even praise, but then to stop and listen is something that I have to remind myself to do on a regular basis. But when we're listening to Him, reading His word, and meditating on His principles, eventually we will grow to a place in our relationship with God that we recognize and understand what He's saying to us, and that it'll be clear to us. In John's gospel, he writes, "The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep recognize his voice and come to him. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. After he has gathered his own flock, he walks ahead of them, and they follow him because they know his voice." Recognition comes from familiarity. Recognition comes from familiarity. So when we're familiar with somebody's voice, it's like when somebody calls you on the phone, if you get a phone call and somebody on the other line says hello, you hear their voice and you recognize them. That is usually done by familiarity. And that familiarity is from being time spent together. And so spending time with God is so important to recognize and to His voice and know when it is that He is speaking to you. So getting to know that. And of course, He's familiar with us. He knows every cell in our body. He knows all the thoughts of our mind and our heart. So He says, and it also says here, finishing up, it says, "There is no one right formula for always hearing God. There will be times where the communication seems more difficult." And I'm sure you can attest to that as well. When it's harder to hear God's voice, those times will come. But it is good to remember that God wants to hear from us and for us to hear Him. And that's important, that listening part. Hearing from Him is so important. In those moments when it seems like God is silent, know that He is always there and always listening, always working, and always involved. He is so involved in our lives, oftentimes we just don't recognize it through things that come up in our lives, circumstances, situations that happen. He is involved, He cares, and He's longing to hear from us. He knows our thoughts in advance, but at the same time, He's longing to hear from us. And that's just communication and the purpose of prayer for us. That's a gift that He's given us as well, and we can go directly to Him because of what Jesus has done for us. So I pray that on this day, you get some time to pray to Him, but importantly, think about this and listen to Him. Get some time where you can hopefully get into a quiet spot and just listen. And if you're like me, sometimes that's difficult to be patient and just sit and wait. But He will show you things. He will speak to you in different ways, and certainly use His word as well for confirmation on the things that you might hear or the thoughts that you might have. May God bless you today. I hope you have a fantastic day, and I hope that you get time alone with the Father, that you can pray, and He speaks to you. This is Mike Rogers signing out, another Refuge Daily. Take care.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.